picture, I'd say that's him.
That's him, okay. See, you have that unfair advantage.
Good afternoon. Yes, sir.
Ready?
Good afternoon, sir. We're ready. We know where you are.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, sir. What is your name and ADC number for the record?
Matthew Baldwin, 146-548.
Mr. Baldwin, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, you was notified of this hearing back on October the 6th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And it stated, among other things on that, that you could hire an attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may we assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon?
Yes.
And as you can see, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are, to my extreme left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. And to his right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair this afternoon. And the gentleman that you should be able to see there, that is the Honorable Mr. Osberry, and Mr. Osberry is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon. Mr. Baldwin and Mr. Osberry, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you have violated Arizona Conditional Supervision number 12B as demonstrated by your failure to reside at the Pima Reentry Center that's located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona, on or about August 26, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under stranded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Baldwin, I move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
A unanimous determination of the board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Then we're going into phase two of your hearing. We begin phase two by seeking additional information from you, but once we complete phase two, the board will make its decision to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision. So now we're going to ask you to be quiet as we receive some background information from the Department of Corrections about you, and that will be given to us by the Honorable Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Baldwin was released from the Department of Corrections on August 2nd of 2017. He was arrested in office on September 5th of 2017, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 10 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on December 12th of 2017. Current conviction, 2013, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1997, aggravated assault, 5 years. 1998, flight from law enforcement vehicle, 1 year. 2009, sexual abuse, 2 years. And in 2013, aggravated assault, 2 years. The offender has 4 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are 3-4, mental health score of 1, and substance abuse score of 3. STG gang information. Inmate Baldwin self-admits to being a member of the STG Denied Pride. Prior terms of supervision, 2004, TIS tech violator, revoked. 2011, TIS absconder for 4 days, arrested on new charges, and reached the CSED prior to seeing the BOEC. And in 2015, TIS released to a detainer, completion 3 months. The offender has a moderate disciplinary history with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 1994, domestic violence, Arizona, adjudicated delinquent. 95, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 95, DUI, liquors, drugs, vapors combo, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2006, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2006, aggravated DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2008, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. And in 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. His community risk level is a G7 V9.
Thank you so much, Mr. Oliveri. Okay, we're back to you, Mr. Baldwin. It seems that when you were released, you were approved to go to the Pima Reentry Center down in Tucson, and for some reason you left on, I guess that would have been August the 26th, 2017, and you did not return. What happened, sir?
I just made my curfew, and I made a bad decision, and I just, within the 10 days, I stayed with my family, and I continued to work, and I went and turned myself back in, and here I am now.
Okay, now what kind of work were you doing, sir?
I'm a tattoo artist, I'm working at a tattoo shop.
Oh, okay. So were you able to make any money being in that business, sir, or?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and why didn't, you were not out that long, but why didn't you just, although you missed your curfew, but why didn't you go back to your to your parole officer and the next day and say, well, I made a mistake, and maybe he would have squashed your warrant? You didn't think about trying to do that, sir?
Yes, I did, and I've been locked up for 4.5 years, which is no excuse. Over a few days that went by, I decided to go back and speak with him, and I explained it to him. It was 10 days, which is too long enough for him to be able to reconcile what was going on with me at the time. So he told me that, I'm just gonna have to violate your parole, and then, had time to think about, the decision you're making, and I'm not dealing with the consequence right now, and here I am, sir.
Okay, now do take note that in terms of programming, you were assigned to the Community Accountability Program, that is the CAP program, and that was for substance abuse, anger management, and career criminal programs. Did you complete that program, sir?
I was involved in CAP, and I went to my first class, and I was going on my second class. The program was, like nine weeks, or maybe I could be wrong, but I was attending the CAP. I was doing other programs as well, too. I was doing an AA and a Bible study class that my parole officer wanted me to do. And I was doing everything I was supposed to do, which is, I absconded, and I didn't have a residence at the time.
And you said that, I believe you said that you went to see your family, after you missed your curfew. Where is your family located? Your family located down in Tucson or somewhere else, sir?
Yes, my sister, she lives in Tucson. She's my twin sister.
Okay. And you got to make your twin sister feel good. You got to stay out of trouble, sir. You can't just continue. When you look at that long record of yours, and I know you're going to turn it around now, but, you got a long record with DOC, and much of it had to do with violence and drinking and all of that. When the last time you had something to drink? When the last time you had a DUI, sir?
The last DUI I had was 4.5 years ago, and I've been clean for 4.5 years.
So you ever had any alcohol at all in 4 years, sir?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. Honorable Mr. Oliveri wants to share something with us.
There was a case note dated on September 5th of 2017 by Sergeant Matthew Wagner. On 9-5 of 17, approximately 6:39, offender Baldwin returned to PRC to turn himself in. Day shift staff breathalyzed offender Baldwin at 6:40 hours. Offender Baldwin blew a .331. A second breathalyzer test was completed at 6:58. Offender Baldwin blew a .311. Offender Baldwin was properly searched and placed on a run and a 20-minute watch to sleep off the alcohol. duty officer, Mr. Eitner, was notified. Offender will remain here at PRC until parole staff are on site to interview him. Offender is calm and asleep on the run at this time. There appears to be an active warrant for the offender's arrest, and that's this current warrant number 2017-2979.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, and I don't know anything about breathalyzers, but I'll tell you, .331, he was more than drunk. I mean, he was completely gone, and I think that's one of the problems hopefully he will deal with in the future. So this is something that's, so that he can be a different person. But at this time, as we move on, I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for Mr. Baldwin. I don't see any further questions, Mr. Baldwin, at this point. Mr. Baldwin, this is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board and before the board goes into discussion and make its determination, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir, without repeating yourself?
You know, I just want to say, you know, I made a bad mistake, and I'm trying to put all this behind me. I'm not trying to redeviate or trying to commit any more crimes or anything like that. You know what I mean? If you guys decide that you feel like I need to do the rest of this time and do to my CSED date, I'm okay with that. But if you want to give me another chance, I'm okay with that too. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mr. Baldwin. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and we'll be back to you very shortly with the decision of this board, because the board acts independent of each other, and each board member will make his or her own determination, sir. Okay, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Baldwin, this is a... one of those situations. He's had a long history in the Department of Corrections, and of course when he was released, he was to go to a very good program. That program, the Pima Reentry Center program, is an excellent program that could have helped him in so many ways, and he just decided to, for whatever reason, that he was going to, he did return that evening, and then he just, for 10 days, he just absconded, spending time with his family. I do give him credit for, if that information is correct, for turning himself in. I think he knew that he had made a mistake. Therefore, he decided that it was time for him to turn himself in. But I still say that he's going to have to get a hold of himself as it relates to alcohol, as it relates to domestic violence, so that he can be a productive citizen. And I know he wants to make his twin sister and other members of his family feel good, but now it's going to be left up to him. But having said that, I think that it would be in his best interest at this time for him to complete his term, and once he completes it, hopefully he will come out with a program and be successful. Therefore, I'm not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree with you, sir.
Agreed.
Therefore, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Baldwin did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways, especially that alcohol 3.31 and 3.11, that he also absconded for those days, although I do give him credit for turning himself in. But in view of all of this, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked, but it won't be too long before you are out, and that will be on December the 12th of this year. You won't be on supervision at that time. I'm going to suggest very strongly, sir, that you put together a program so when you get out this time, you won't return back to DOC, so that you won't have that, you had four terms already with DOC. You don't want to have a fifth one. So good luck. Your hearing is over, and please have a great afternoon, sir.
Okay, likewise. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.